WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross.
Enter Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the stings and arrows. Sorry. The slings and air. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and end. The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
Ouch. That's a Hollywood heartthrob rehearsing Hamlet in a scene from the TV series Slings and Arrows. It's set backstage and onstage at a dysfunctional Canadian theater company that produces an annual Shakespeare festival. Slings and Arrows originated in Canada and has been shown on the Sundance Channel. A complete series DVD box set has just come out on Blu-ray. Our next guest, Mark McKinney, co-created and co-wrote the series and plays the role of the company's chief administrator, Richard Smith Jones. Richard has to deal with two temperamental directors. One is troubled but brilliant. The other is a pretentious egomaniac. Mark McKinney was a cast member of the Canadian sketch comedy series The Kids in the Hall and went from there to Saturday Night Live. Here's another scene from Slings and Arrows. Richard and one of the company's funders have just come out of seeing a production of the ABBA musical Mamma Mia. The funder is played by Jennifer Irwin.
Fantastic! Yes! That was fantastic! Oh my God, man, the dancing and the singing, I understood every word.
I know, I swear to God, it gets better every time.
Thank you. Just goes to show you gotta keep things in perspective, you know? You know, I saw Chorus Line when I was 16 on Broadway. I was blown away, you know? I cried.
I love that show.
It's what made me want to go in the theater. I used to listen to all those albums, you know, Damn Yankees, Kiss Me, Kate. My parents thought I was gay. How the hell did I wind up in New Bourbon? How did that happen?
Okay, do not torture yourself. Come on, let's go for a drink.
You know what they are?
They're pure entertainment.
That's right.
I'm so sick of hearing it's a dense play. Oh, it's a difficult play. I've never seen anyone come dancing and singing out of the swan like we just did.
I know, and why do you think that is?
Well, because Shakespeare. Shakespeare's like
400 years old.
And I don't even think he was that good.
There, I said it.
I mean, you know, at entertaining people. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, ABBA were better writers.
No, no, no. I know what you mean.
I don't like Shakespeare.
Nobody does, Richard. That's the thing. You put on plays that nobody wants to see. God, what a waste.
You're right.
That's Mark McKinney in a scene from the first season of Slings and Arrows. Mark McKinney, welcome to Fresh Air. One of the things I love about Slings and Arrows is it gets to some of the things that are most wonderful about good theater and most cringe-inducing about bad theater. So I thought we'd start with some of the cringe-inducing stuff. Don McKellar, who's a really good Canadian actor, and I think director, too. Does he direct?
Director and writer, yeah.
Yeah, so he plays a very pretentious director who's originally brought in to direct, to take over a production of Hamlet. And this is a director so pretentious and so wanting to put his like own touch on everything, his own creative touch, that he did a version of The Tempest set in Nazi Germany. So let's hear a scene from episode 3 of the first season of Slings and Arrows. And this is how this very pretentious director introduces himself to the cast of Hamlet when he takes over the production.
Hello, everyone. I am Darren Nichols. Deal with that. All right. Re-Hamlet. Hamlet. This play is dead. It has been dead for over 300 years. It has been strip-mined for quotations and propped up like Lenin in his ice cave. I don't worship dead texts, but that doesn't mean I don't find interest in them. Now, as to my vision, I'm taking the word rotten, as in something's rotten in the state of Denmark, very seriously. I want a rank and foul-looking, foul-acted, and if possible, foul-smelling Hamlet. A decomposed vessel somewhere between the swamp and the sewer. Anyway, that's the general idea. Questions? Okay, let's read this corpse.
That's so great. That's Don McKellar in a scene from Slings and Arrows, playing a very pretentious director. And my guest, Mark McKinney, is one of the writers of the series and one of the stars. This character must have been so much fun to write. So what are some of the awful traits you gave this director?
Well, he's completely self-obsessed, and he's, you know, he's the second son, and Jeffrey, played by Paul Gross, is clearly the gifted one. And I think he goes around with just this hanging resentment, this bitterness that he knows he can't, you know, dare to get it right. So he just derides and mocks, and that's where his creativity comes from, is putting down the very thing that he should be embracing.
In the final season of Slings and Arrows, there's a production of Lear that the Shakespeare Festival is doing. And the actor playing Lear is a leading Shakespearean actor who is secretly dying of cancer. And when this production happens at the end, it's after they've totally run out of money. They're only going to do it once. And so this performance that they actually do give is incredibly moving. And the actor who plays the actor playing Lear is really great. Tell us a little bit about that actor and the circumstances surrounding this performance.
Well, William Hutt, who played the character Charles Kingman, who's the dying actor, who's the heroin addict, and who plays the Lear in the third series, had actually given a legendary Lear at the Stratford Festival a couple of years before the series. And for some reason, this had never been taped. And so this is the archive of at least pieces of that great performance. And we're lucky to get it, as he actually died last year.
So the actor who played the actor playing Lear died not long after making the show.
No, he died, in the fall.
I'd like to play just a clip from that performance of Lear, the play within the series.
Oh, you are made of stone, and are your tongues and eyes? I'd use them so that heaven's vault should crack. She's gone forever. I know when one is dead and when one lives. She's dead as earth. Lend me a looking glass that if her breath or mist will stain the stone wherein she lives.
LX 57, go. And stand by for curtain call, everyone.
That's a scene from Slings and Arrows, and my guest, Mark McKinney, is one of the co-writers of the series and one of the stars, and he didn't write King Lear, however.
Well, bits of it.
Bits of it, yeah. In a series about really, you know, creative directors and actors, why did you cast yourself as the suit, the money guy, who kind of wants to be creative, but maybe really isn't?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because I sort of look at actors as something other than what I am. Do you know what I mean? I think I was kind of brought up to expect people to be reasonable. And I think artistic behavior, particularly tantrums, used to scare me when I first got into the business. And so I always had this part of myself that was wrestling with the reasonable versus the impulsive. And I see that conflict in Richard, like not sure what lane he should pick here.
So I take it you're not the kind of actor who brings the theater into real life. You know, like some people are so theatrical offstage as well as on, and they always seem to be in some kind of performance.
No, I think on the street you'd mistake me for a horticulturist.
Now, one of the movies you were in was Spice World, the Spice Girls movie.
Do you want me to sign your DVD?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You got everyone with me.
What was your part in it? I didn't see the movie. What was your part in it?
What?
What?
Well, why are we doing this interview? My part was George Wendt and I played sort of a producer-writer team, and he was my producer, and I was his writer. And so we're trying to concoct the movie within the movie for the Spice Girls.
But you've written so many things that you've been in. You didn't participate in the writing in this, did you?
Of that, no.
Did you wish you had? I mean, do you sometimes end up performing in something where you feel like you could make it much better if you were rewriting it?
Not often. No, I've been really lucky. Unless I'm completely myopic, I haven't been in a lot of junk, and I'm lucky that way.
You're a writer and you're an actor. Do both of those jobs draw on different parts of who you are?
Yeah, completely. In fact, they affect your lifestyle. And on Kids in the Hall, it was very dramatic because we would go through cycles, 3, 4, 5 weeks of writing, then sort of a slow prep towards performing. And when I was writing, I would be up at 8 o'clock. My place was neat. My dishes were done. I wasn't living to excess. And then as we sort of folded and became actors, you know, the laundry would pile up and the nights would get later and the behavior more irresponsible until the whole thing would sort of roll through again. And I think it does trade off completely different sides of your personality.
Why would the actor part be more like sloppy or irresponsible?
Well, because I think you're tapping into sort of an impulsivity, and I think that there's more of a certain type of adrenaline released when you're performing that, you know, makes you stick around for an extra beer or, you know, watch 3 hours of CNN before you go to bed.
Well, Mark McKinney, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Cheer up, Hamlet. Chin up, Hamlet. Buck up, you melancholy Dan. So your uncle is a cad who murdered Dad and married Mum. That's really no excuse to be as glum as you've become. So wise up, Hamlet. Rise up, Hamlet. Perk up and sing a new refrain. Your incessant monologizing fills the castle with ennui. Your antic disposition is embarrassing to see. And by the way, your sulky brat, the answer is to be. You're driving Chlorophelia insane. So shut up, you rogue and peasant. Grow up, it's most unpleasant. Cheer up, you melancholy Dane.
That's from the Canadian TV series Slings and Arrows. Mark McKinney, co-creator and co-star of the show, spoke to Terry Gross in 2008. Slings and Arrows was just released as a complete series DVD box set on Blu-ray.